Welcome back to the Border Patrol and Sports Radio 810 WHB. Our next guest was in Kansas City speaking to the Tiger Club of Kansas City down at Westport Flea Market. Unfortunately, because of the short week, our schedule changed, and that was our day to go out to Arrowhead and sit down with a Chiefs player. And we had our lengthy interview with Mitchell Schwartz out at Arrowhead. And so that's where we were on Tuesday. But we were not needed because, from what I heard, again, Gary Barnett was fantastic down at the Tiger Club of Kansas City. How did everything go down there, Coach?
Oh, it went great, Stephen. We had a good crowd and a lot of good questions, and it couldn't have been any better. But it's always that way when we come to Kansas City. I mean, that group is so good, and they're so much fun, and they're thirsty for information about, maybe some different stuff than they don't normally hear about. So it's always a good trip.
And it's always a better trip when Mizzou is riding a 5-game winning streak and newly ranked in the top 25 and in first place in the SEC East. That probably added to the atmosphere, didn't it, Coach?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, looking forward to the next set of games. But you could tell everybody's really looking forward to Georgia and Florida more than anything else, because you really prove your mettle when you play those two teams. And I think the more than likely the loss to Wyoming prevents them from being a playoff team, even if they run the table. But you never know, because there's so many games left and everybody's got to play, and so anything can happen. But I think right now they just got to take care of business one game at a time.
That's exactly right. And before we get more into college football, we do need to ask you about the Chiefs and Broncos a little bit, because it is game day and the Chiefs play in Denver tonight. And the weather sounds like it's going to be beautiful, so that won't be a factor either way. But the Chiefs come in losing two in a row. The Broncos have won two in a row. And, boy, the problem is for the Chiefs, starting left tackle out, starting left guard out, starting corners out, probably. One out for sure, the other maybe. Chris Jones out. Sammy Watkins out. And so this is a team that's banged up by injury, and Patrick Mahomes still trying to fight his way through a bad ankle. But sounds crazy. A couple of weeks ago, one team was 4-0, the other was 0-4. This is a big game now. The Chiefs could give themselves some nice breathing room, or the Broncos could pull within one game of the Chiefs. And so this is going to be quite a game on Thursday Night Football, Coach.
Yeah, this game is huge for both teams. And one team, the Broncos are just, they didn't play poorly in the first four losses, but they just weren't in sync. And the last two, they're starting to show a little bit better offensively. But they lost Chubb, who's a great pass rusher. But it's a pretty good matchup. I think the headlines in Denver today were that there's at least Denver can see that somebody else can beat, or somebody can beat the Chiefs. And so they're sort of using that formula. But, you're always the potential victim of injuries. And, I mean, it's just such a big part. And when you have a great year, you usually got lucky and nobody got hurt. Your key guys didn't get hurt. So it's just one of those things, but it's part of the game and you got to fight through it. But it's got the makings of a really good team, because, as you said, this game is critical to both teams at this point in time. And so I don't know. It's the weather's going to be great. It'll be a great atmosphere. It always is in Denver. And they'll be excited about playing. So it has the makings of a great one.
We have Coach Gary Barnett on the line. All right, let's make that transition to some college football. We talked about Mizzou being number 22 in the nation. They're 5-1, 2-0 in the SEC, and in first place in the SEC East. They go on the road to take on Vanderbilt. Barry Odom has reminded everyone that loss to Wyoming has shown his team that they can't overlook anyone. But boy, Vanderbilt does not look very good. They're 1-5. They're 0-3 in the SEC, and coming off a loss to UNLV. And so you would expect Mizzou, favored by 21 points on the road, to come away with a victory here. And so, unless you think any different, I'd just like to get your thoughts on Mizzou and the way this team is constructed, and now without Cale Garrett, but you know Kelly Bryant looks like he's everything that they wanted him to be, and it's just a really good team, a good offense, good defense, maybe the best all-around team that Barry Odom has had. They got to go to Georgia in a couple of weeks. This is after they go to Kentucky, and they got to host Florida, so it's dangerous to look ahead. But do you think this team has what it takes to win the SEC East?
You know, I think so. But they got to clear up special teams mistakes because, you know, that'll bite you. They can't miss two extra points, and they can't muff a punt, and they can't down a ball inside, have it down inside the one-yard line on a kickoff. Those mistakes, if they'd have made that mistake against a better football team, there's no way they would survive it. And I got to tell you, I got to give Ole Miss some credit. I mean, they put 440 yards on Missouri, and those two quarterbacks can play. They're going to be good. And, you know, they're active defensively. So that's a better team. I mean, that's a more quality of a win than you think when you beat Ole Miss. But because I think they're going to give a lot of teams some trouble. But Missouri's got to clean up the special teams issues. And those kind of mistakes, you know, in a place like Vanderbilt where, you know, it's not an exciting place to play, you don't get jacked up for it, you may not play your best, you may not have as much respect for that team. And if you don't respect that team, anybody that plays, those guys are all on scholarship, they watch film, their coaches get paid, you know, they're better than anybody wants them to be, in Missouri at least for this game. So you just got to make sure that you take care of business. That's critical, and they've got to clear up these special team mistakes.
Okay, so you're picking Mizzou to win in Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Missouri to win. I don't know about the spread. I don't like anything where there's 20 points in a spread. But this is a game Missouri should win, no question about it.
Okay, so the game in the SEC that I do want to ask you about that I think is an interesting game is Florida at South Carolina. South Carolina was, they pulled the shock of the week as they beat Georgia last week. That's why we're talking about this possibility of Mizzou winning the SEC East. Can they do it again? Can they do it in back-to-back weeks? It's Florida at South Carolina with an 11 a.m. kickoff.
Well, this is a critical game for Florida. I mean, absolutely critical. And, you know, if the quarterback plays, if Trask plays, and he's playing pretty well, I think Florida wins this game, even though it's at South Carolina. You know, when you watch the South Carolina-Georgia game, they didn't clearly pound Georgia and win that game. There was a lot of breaks in that game. You know, Georgia had to miss some field goals. And I think that this Florida team is a good football team, and they've been hurt defensively against LSU. But LSU, we all realize how good they are right now. So I think Florida wins this game. I think it's just too important to them right now.
All right, let's move over to the Big 12, Coach. And I think that this TCU K-State game is a very interesting one because K-State's looking for their first conference win right now. And as the schedule shakes out, if they don't get this one, then I feel like you're kind of looking at KU and K-State both playing against each other in a couple of weeks from now, looking for their first conference win. TCU's a 3.5-point favorite. TCU has had some wild swings this year from really looking really good in some games, looking really bad in others. What do you make of this matchup?
Well, you know, they're so similar. I mean, neither one of them throw the ball all over the place. They both rely on running and their defense. I mean, these are two teams that are really similar. So it comes down to special teams, in my opinion, and whoever makes mistakes. You expect a great crowd for the game at Kansas State, and you hope that makes a difference, but the odds, you know, the odds makers they're pretty good, and so for them to pick TCU in this game surprises me a little bit, but it's based on, I think, on the last two losses by K-State, and I think K-State has got to throw the ball more effectively than they have. The TCU defense, you know, they've got some points put on them. I mean, they got 41 put on them by SMU, and they got 49 put on them by Iowa State. So this is a game that if Kansas State can play some defense and get the passing game going a little bit, I think they can win this game. But they're going to have to do that. And I think TCU's just shown that they're porous enough on defense to where if Kansas State can get their act together offensively in this game, they can put some points on this team and then shorten the game like they normally do. I like Kansas State's chances in this, and I think they've got to feel like they're backed up to the wall a little bit. And having TCU come in, and you look at the film and you see how many points they get put on them, especially by Iowa State, you got to have some confidence. So I like the fact, more than anything else, I like the fact that the game's at Kansas.
Okay, so Kansas State. Yeah, so let's move on to Kansas. They're in Austin, Texas. 6 o'clock game you can hear right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Texas Corps looking to bounce back from their loss to Oklahoma. KU coming off a bye. They're 21-point underdogs. So I'm not really sure what to even ask you about this game, Coach, other than KU is coming off the bye, and they made a change at the offensive coordinator position going into that bye week. And from what we've learned about the new guy, he's young. He's written books about the RPO, which is one of the favorite buzz terms in football these days. How different can we expect a KU offense to be in just two short, you know, in a bye week, basically 2 weeks of him running this offense, and what can we see from that maybe in this game on Saturday night?
Well, it just depends on whether, you know, in a change like that, whether your quarterback can handle much change. You know, unless Les did that for a reason right before a bye week so that he could get 2 weeks of work in. But, you know, you can't make a lot of changes in even in 2 weeks. You can add a couple wrinkles, but usually if you add them, they're things that you've worked on all along. They just haven't been ready to use. And I think that's probably what you'll see more than anything else. I don't think you'll see anything that just all of a sudden the new guy decides they're going to do this and do that. I think they probably have installed that, those changes, or installed that, those particular plays that he's going to feature in this game, either in the spring or in camp, or they've had it, they've been trying to get it ready for a season, for the right game. So I think you'll see some of that. But you're playing a team that's really decimated with injuries. I mean, they're coming off a very emotional loss last week. And while you're playing in Austin, and Texas has shown a propensity through the years to not get up for games like this. And I remember several times Texas coming into Lawrence and either going down to the wire to have to win the game or losing to Kansas. So, you know, I like the energy that probably Kansas is going to take into this game. And I don't like the spread being as big as it is for Texas. I think that's a lot considering the number of players they lost. And, of course, everybody says, well, they'll just replace them. You don't replace them as easily as you think you do. And so you're playing a team that's had a bye week and change quarterbacks, so there's a little bit of tension in the Texas coaching staff defensively, not knowing exactly what to expect. So, you know, I think everything that's happened in the last 2 weeks probably plays at least to Kansas's benefit from the spread standpoint.
Gary Barnett is our guest. All right, Coach, there's only a few battles between ranked teams, and two of them are in the Pac-12, so let's get your thoughts on those for my man Jake, as he is taking notes right now. Number 12, Oregon, at number 25, Washington. Oregon is favored by 3. It's a 2:30 kickoff on ABC. What about Oregon at Washington?
Well, I'll tell you, I saw Oregon firsthand up close last week, and that defense is for real. And, I mean, they swarm all over you. They've only allowed 6 points since the first game, and they have You know, they got 6 interceptions in the red zone, 17 tackles for a loss in the red zone. I mean, they're good, and they run really well. I think they win this game against Washington, but I do think those are the best two teams in the Pac-12 playing. And Washington's always a hard place to play. They have a passionate fan base. It's a great crowd. It's a great place to play, especially an afternoon game. So, but I think Oregon has just too many good players. The only thing Oregon really lacks is they don't have a great run game, and they've been known for their run game. When you look at their rushing numbers, you know, they're hurting everybody in the air. They're only rushing 162 yards a game, and so that's not a lot for that team. So I think this is a close game. I don't think it's a high-scoring game, but I think Oregon wins.
All right, the other good matchup in the Pac-12, Arizona State, number 17, Arizona State, at number 13, Utah. Utah is favored by 14 points over Arizona State. That seems heavy. What do you think of that matchup?
Well, I think that's about right. I think the Utah defense is really good. And I think Arizona State has gotten by with a young quarterback, I mean really young, who stood in there and made some plays. And so I think Utah wins this game. And I think Utah wins by the spread. And I think Utah's a hard place to play. It's not a big stadium, but it's a hard place to play. And I think, you know, Colorado beat Arizona State. They really should have lost to Washington State. They didn't. And so I think Utah's just that much better. And Utah's still in the hunt. So I think you see Utah win this game.
The another matchup that's pitting two top 25 teams against one another happens in the Big Ten. And so far, I feel like a lot of these matchups in the Big Ten, Coach, have been really difficult to watch. Just low-scoring, slogging affairs. And this time, it's Michigan at Penn State. Penn State 6-0. Michigan is 5-1. Is this going to be another one of those hard-to-watch Big Ten matchups? What do you think of the way this game's going to play out? And who do you like with Penn State as an 8.5-point favorite?
Well, they're both defensive teams. You know, I think Penn State's defense is, and because they're playing there, they got a whiteout going. And I'm telling you, that's a hard place to play when there's a whiteout. It's put that on your bucket list. Nate is a place to go. When Penn State does a whiteout, it's hard to get there. Okay, so yeah. You might as well take a week to get there. but it's one of the great places to go. So, you know, I think this game means too much. Well, it means a lot to both teams. There's no question about it. But I think Penn State offensively is better than what Michigan is offensively. And I think Penn State wins the game. I like the spread. I think it's about right. I take Penn State.
All right, Coach, before we let you go, you're in Colorado, and so we started talking about the Chiefs and the Broncos. So if you don't mind, give us your pick for Thursday Night Football, Chiefs at Broncos.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I think the Chiefs, even banged up, they're a better team than the Broncos are. But the Broncos played pretty well this last game. So I don't think there's a lot of points in this game. I think it's a low-scoring game. And I think overall Chiefs are a better team, and I think it's got to mean a lot to those guys. So I think the Chiefs win the game.
There we go. That's my coach, Gary Barnett. Coach, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it, and we will talk to you next week.
You guys got it. Talk to you later.
There we go. That's playing to the audience, baby. Thank you, Coach. Why does it just please me when people pick the Chiefs? I don't know. I just want it.
Makes you feel better, maybe?
My stomach hurts. I'm thinking about the game very much right now, and it's making me nervous. So
we got several hours to go, buddy.
I know it. That's right. Come and be nervous with me tonight. No. See, that's not a good invite for a happy hour, is it? I can sit there biting my nails. Might bite into a few appetizers, though.
Hey, hey.
Hello. No?
Yep.
Yeah. Hell yes. I'm looking forward to it. I've been checking out the menu, shockingly, and I am ready to roll for tonight. It is a wonderful 360 vodka happy hour at Streetcar Grill and Tavern from 4 until 6. Come on down and see me. See you at the crossroads. so you won't be lonely. Get it?
And I'm going to miss everybody.
Right. I will be at the crossroads. Jake, you can meet me at the crossroads.
And you won't be lonely.
Would you be lonely if you met me there? Jake? Jake's never lonely.
Nah. Never.
Thank you.
Never lonely.
Join me for amazing food, 360 vodka cocktails, and some pregame fun. As we count, we will literally count down. And when everyone walks in, I will say, boom, 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 boom. I said, when 360 vodka comes to you, the vodka comes to you. Eat some appetizers. Pray the Chiefs win. Right? I'm going to make the people at Streetcar play this song continuously because we're in the crossroads. You think they'll like that? No, shut up, St. John. So what? Thank you. 4 until 6. Is this off 16th and Main? All right? Real close. That's a central location. Let's come on down and have some fun from 4 until question mark. Get you ready for the football at Streetcar. Damn. I'm looking forward to that. But first, Nate Bucati and I are going to be sharing wisdom and knowledge and advice. All of that, right?
That's right. We're gonna sprinkle the youth with our knowledge.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. You tell me, man. I'm here. I'm following your lead.
Oh, jeez.
I thought I might bring my spotting boards from a sporting game.
That would be good.
Show them about the prep I do for that.
All these kids rotate in and out and do play by play for volleyball and football. I wanted Jake to be in there so he could he could tell them how to handle on air personalities.
Well. So. I clearly have no ability to do that.
Yeah, you do.
This is how you manage massive egos in this industry.
Tremendous ability.
Here's what you do. You tell them what to do, and they don't listen to you.
Right. They use big words. Right. You yell at them.
Right.
And
they
curse them out.
Stupid.
And then the teacher's like, that's right. I mean, no. No, we're going to go back and do a special presentation by Jake.
Yeah.
You know? So start preparing that. You're going to have like a model you put together, visual aids. We're going to go to
all kinds of stuff.
We're going to St. Pius Broadcasting class with Phil St. John in there, and me and Nate are going to give him the old what for today. Like,
don't do that.
So now, what's your scheduling in today? What are you doing right after the show?
I'm running home to get myself put together.
I was thinking about
put my face together.
I was thinking about stopping for a bite of lunch somewhere. Up in the Northland beforehand.
Well, right before that I could, but I got to go home first. And
yeah, that's what I meant. Like, you know, like
clean
like,
myself up.
You know, around noon or so. I don't know.
Go see Tom.
That's what I was thinking about, going up to see Big Tom. I might just do that on my own, even if you don't want to join me.
I got to get my act together first, and then we'll meet. Let's take a break. And so, hey, Pius kids, get ready for us. You're gonna find out the real deal about life today.
You can't get ready for this.
That's right. We will take a break. When we come back, you'll hear me be more nervous about the Chiefs game tonight on Sports Radio 810 WHB.